A storm system is expected to bring widespread precipitation to the Midwest as we move through the middle part of this week. It looks like this storm will be most of interest in the upper portions of the Midwest, where it has been so dry for so long. That region is going to pick up on significant amounts of moisture from tonight through early Wednesday morning. We'll likely see moisture totals running from 3/10 to 9/10 of an inch from the eastern Dakotas over to Wisconsin, with some local totals to an inch and a quarter. We'll likely see lighter amounts of moisture occurring to the south and to the east of this general region, but almost all areas in the Midwest will get at least some precipitation from this storm system. Now, it is going to be a winter storm event, so we will see significant snow accumulations from the eastern Dakotas into northern portions of Wisconsin. 4 to 10 inches will be common, and local amounts upwards to 15 inches will be possible. Storm system will likely lay down a lighter amount of precipitation in the rest of the Midwest, but a few strong to possibly severe thunderstorms will be evolving along some of this frontal boundary that will be trailing back to the south across the lower portions of the Midwest. Those thunderstorms are going to be rather isolated, but probably favors places like the northern delta and the lowermost parts of the Ohio River Valley, maybe a couple of locations in southern Illinois, southern Indiana, parts of Kentucky. We'll watch for that, and that will likely occur mostly on Tuesday evening and into Wednesday. Now, the storm system will move on out of the region. Will be followed by a couple of frontal systems. The first one is probably going to occur on Thursday into Friday, likely produce a disorganized amount of precipitation in the western portions of the Corn Belt, and as it goes into the eastern areas, become a little bit better organized and be focused on the Tennessee River Basin and areas northward into maybe southeastern Michigan and Ohio. Another frontal boundary will come in shortly after that. It will bring in yet another wave of light precipitation. Some of the models are trying to get all wound up, producing a larger storm system as we get out into the week of the 5th of March. I can't rule it out, but at the same time, I want to be a little bit more conservative with it. We'll watch future model runs for a possibility of a second storm system of size to impact the Midwest at that point in time. The hard red wheat areas in the U.S. are likely to see a rather benign weather forecast for a bit. There will be a couple of frontal systems that pass through the region, producing a little bit of light precipitation periodically, but there will not be any major storm systems impacting the region. This event that's going to impact the upper Midwest here tonight into Wednesday morning will produce a few showers in hard red wheat country, but the storm center itself will be too far to the north to really generate any kind of serious adversity for the region. Moisture content will continue to be minimal in the southwestern U.S. plains for an extended period of time. Both the storm systems that are advertised on the charts here this morning and the frontal systems predicted to come across the region bring minimal amounts of moisture into those drier southwestern plains locations. Temperatures across the Midwest this week are expected to be mostly in a seasonable range. We will find our moments of cooler weather, especially in the upper Midwest behind that storm system. By the way, it could be near blizzard conditions in the upper parts of the Midwest Tuesday night and Wednesday morning as the storm system really gets wound up. We'll likely look for temperatures across the majority of the Midwest the next couple of days running 20s and 30s in the northwestern parts of the region, while we'll see 50s and some 60s occurring in the lower eastern parts of the region. Those warmer temperatures will probably occur on Wednesday afternoon most significantly, but we could see it again on Friday afternoon. So quite a temperature contrast across the region. Low temperatures at night are likely to fall into the teens and 20s in the northwestern parts of the Midwest periodically as we go forward through these next several days, with temperatures in the southeastern part of the region running mostly in the 30s and occasionally some lower 40s expected as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.